now time for the Port Podcast.
And 3, 2, 1, we are rolling. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 8 of the Port Podcast. I am here with some lovely guests today, Andrew Kierstead, Fred Harrison. Thank you so much for coming, and as well as my lovely co-host, Craig. Thanks for coming, buddy.
We've got a more formal view today. Last week, we filmed one that was a little
more
casual.
Compared to the last one, the shorts and the tee, yep. We're back in corporate attire, sort of.
Sort of.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's an honor to have you guys on the show. I think this one is going to be really great for the community to understand a little bit more about some of the work that you guys have been doing with the port over the past couple of years. And, you know, just to dig in a little bit more just with some of the things that you guys are doing in your careers and just, you know, your love of the city and things like that. So thanks again for being on the show. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah. It is. So, it's a pleasure being here.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves. I'll start you off on the end.
I am the director of the St. John Arts Center, and I have been for the last 12 years. Born and raised here in St. John, I'm certainly a longtime supporter of the arts and industry here in the city as well, because we are a blue-collar town, and it employs a lot of people, but it also makes for very interesting landscapes. And it's very interesting over the years how things have changed and how artists interpret the change and document how we are today in, say, 2023, and how that will look very different in 10 to 20 years.
I didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, again, being with the Art Center, it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of people. When it comes to not just artists, but corporate sponsors, the community, tourists. I mean, we get a lot of people coming in from the cruise ships.
Right.
And they really are amazed at the old Carnegie Library. Right. It draws a lot of Americans in, obviously, a sense of ownership of that. We offer five exhibition galleries. Our exhibitions are 7 weeks long, and we do six cycles of them a year, so up to 30 exhibitions a year we offer at the Art Center.
So you guys are busy.
We are busy.
Artists are busy.
And that is just exhibitions. We also offer workshops. We offer all sorts of things. Rentals, obviously, for weddings, business mixers, things like that. The Art Center is a happening place.
You hosted our Port Days reception this year.
We did, and we had a lot of fun.
That was a highlight.
Everybody who was there had fun, too.
Absolutely.
The Art Center also hosted the very first live podcast this past year with Strange Grooves. Was in May 17th, and it was great. It was awesome.
It's a facility that's a crown jewel for St. John. Yeah. The building, what happens there, it's incredible.
And for those
inspiring leadership, too.
Yes.
Yep. Very much appreciated by the art community.
Oh, that's good. Great to hear.
And can you talk a little bit more about what some of the strategic partnerships with, you know, folks like the Port mean to the St. John Art Center and folks like you and your position, what that means?
As a community art center, funding is always a concern and an issue. And you need the funds in order to have stability, in order to grow. And growth is important in the arts in the province. And here in St. John, the Art Center here in St. John is one of nine that are in the province of New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And we all have different communities of different sizes, but we all have the same mandate, and that is to provide the arts to our community, the arts and culture, and to allow people to have a venue of expression when it comes to exhibitions and different things like that. So when it comes to the corporate part here in St. John, obviously the partnership that we have had with the Port St. John since 2020 has been huge for us. The renaming of our gallery, which originally was called the Frazee Gallery, now Port St. John Gallery, that allows us to be able to expand the services that we have. There are other galleries, there are other opportunities, we have workshop studios, there's all sorts of potential for renaming and sponsorships of exhibitions, sponsorships of various projects And that's where the community needs to see the potential. And that is where Port St. John's, you know, was the first to say, we believe in the Arts Center. We want to invest in the Arts Center. And we also want to have something else. We don't just want the gallery to be renamed.
Right.
We want to have a residency as well. Every 2 years, featuring an artist that would work around the port and then have an exhibition of their work.
Well, that's a wonderful segue, because we've got a very special guest between us. Fred Harrison is this year's Port St. John artist in residence, and this is the second time we've undertaken this type of relationship with an artist. And I just have to say, we were reflecting before the podcast started, because Fred knows her. Sarah Sackville was our first artist in residence, and she produced an incredible pieces of the port. A lot of our employees ended up buying some of that art. We've got it around the office as a bit of a refresh, and we're really excited, Fred, to do the same with your work as well. So maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been working on.
Well, first of all, thank you. It's an honor to have been chosen for this. I wanted to get into the port and see as many people in action as possible, get a feel for all the aspects of the industrial situation that are going on there. Yeah. I was very fortunate in being well toured anywhere that I wanted to go, and had a great time.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear. I mean, we've talked so much on this podcast and in general about the people being the heart, the folks that are working is what makes the port. Everyone talks about infrastructure and cranes, and we love talking about infrastructure and cranes.
Oh,
don't get me wrong.
They dominate,
but the people.
You know, and that was the thing. I go there, and the machines are so big, and there's these little people, and they're here and there, and I'm trying to catch them.
Yeah,
in that environment.
Anyway, Andrew, how does working with Fred, how does a residency like that come to fruition? Is there like a really gnarly selection process? Is it about relationships? How does that come about?
We've worked with the port to come up with an application process initially, and it has been followed and it's been very successful. We average about 14 applicants per year.
That's great.
For this, there is a committee that is set up that reviews all applications. We want to have someone in the visual arts. We try to limit it so it's not sculpture, it's not ceramic. We're not looking for anything that would be too different. We have a narrow scope that we want to have filled. It is open to the province.
Okay.
We do have a preferred radius of 175 kilometers that we would have. Anything beyond that, people are responsible for their own expenses to come to St. John and so on if they were selected for the residency. It's a fun event. It's fun to get together with the committee. It's fun to look at the art. It's great to hear the ideas that they have of what they want to focus on. And you then base that selection on really what they've done in the past. And Fred has had a number of commissions nationally and provincially, corporate and so on, that he's excelled with. And it's not just painting. It is also sculptural work. Now, for this project, for this residency, it was a focus on painting. Fred's paintings are full of energy. And so it'll be very interesting to see the work, because I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
I haven't been to his studio to see his work. Yes. And so
it's a mystery. Sarah McLachlan, building a mystery.
We're going to do an unveiling here.
So when the time comes to hang the show,
yes.
the exhibition is up from September the 8th to October the 27th.
I say, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. And so Fred will bring his work in, we'll say, the first week of September
yes.
for us to be able to hang that exhibition.
Right.
And so that process is a lot of fun. The work is brought in. We work with the artist to determine the placement of the work. And then we have a staff that hangs the work.
Okay.
Okay. And then the artist generally will leave, will come back the next day, and then look at it again and say, you know what? Let's switch these two paintings around. But other than that, we're there.
Wow.
And then we're ready. Okay. So our process would be making sure we have all the information, everything is properly numbered. We do a handout so people can come in and have a takeaway
right.
when they go home
yes.
that shows the image of the signature image, photograph obviously of yes. the artist, a short bio, and listing of the works.
I remember the previous time it was quite a well attended opening.
Oh yeah,
and many pieces had sold. I arrived late.
Well,
there were little dots on
in the arts path. World. I'll tell you, everybody's thinking, okay, so what happens?
Yeah.
Right before 5 o'clock on a Friday when the opening's about to start.
Yes.
Well, the show's generally up by Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh.
And
okay.
that's when you get people the in the know that will come by and say,
they
you
start
know
calling
what?
The art center. Hey, Andrew.
I was just wondering. I'm just going to amble up to the art center and just have a little look. Oh, well, look at that.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
We've got the Port St. John residency show.
Okay.
Right.
And then that's when it starts.
That's when it starts. Yeah. Okay. I just remember it being very well attended.
Yep.
That evening. And we had a lot of our folks come up from our team that were excited. And I know this year people have got it in their calendars already.
Yes. And again, I think with the cruise ship people as well, yep. with the tourists coming to the city, arriving in the port,
right.
going to the art center, and then seeing the paintings that relate to the port,
yeah.
I think they're going to walk away from St. John with a wonderful feeling, no a question. Feeling of community. And, you know, these people really know how to live, and they're having fun here.
Yeah.
And we do in St. John.
Yeah.
So I've got a quick question for Fred. With now that you're weeks away, what is your process of finalizing these pieces, and how many pieces are you hoping to produce by then?
Well, I have 15 works
15.
Done.
15?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm working on number 16, but at this point, the panic is pretty well over.
Let's keep it real.
This is it.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I've got.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Wow, 16 pieces.
And, of course, you know, I've got more ideas of things that I want to do, and it's like, the time's gone.
Right.
That's all. Unfortunately, I don't work as quickly as Sarah does, so my stuff is a bit more meditative.
Okay.
You know, and so I don't have as many, you know.
Well, that's a tremendous amount, though.
I
16 is
too.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what size would these range?
Well, the of course, I started big, 6 by 8 feet was the first one. And they've gotten progressively smaller.
Okay.
But anyway, they're generally 5-6 feet,
okay.
4 feet.
We've got some perfect space in this office for one of those large
I've
ones.
Seen
so
Craig
so
looking
we'll,
at the walls.
We'll be up on Wednesday, Andrew, to reserve one for our corporate office.
It's not about what you know, it's about who you know,
yeah,
right?
That's right. We'll see St. John.
Hey, Andrew, I was just wondering, I won't be in town on Friday when they can I just come get a couple of pieces now?
Well, I think what's so interesting about it in our office here, because we bring people in from all over the world. The cruise passengers tend to come up here as well and see, and for the longest time we didn't have much on our walls, and now we've had this concerted effort through a few Sarah Sackville pieces, a few of your pieces, Fred, and then the older images of the port to tell a story.
Yep.
So you almost walk in and you see what the port looked like in the late 1800s through the 1930s when we became a federal asset and it was no longer just owned by the city. So there's a tremendous history. And what I love to look at is the houses, and you can start to see the equipment and the people that existed in the old photos.
Yeah.
And then now you, Fred, are interpreting what that looks like from a person's standpoint today.
Now, yes. Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very exciting being there.
Oh, we love it.
And Fred, can you tell me a little bit about like what made you an artist? Like one of your earliest memories, what made you love to paint?
Oh dear.
I know. That's why I love to throw these ones in.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. Apparently I used natural materials as a baby, scrawling on walls.
Gotcha.
You get me?
Okay.
So it's been from ever.
Forever.
And then I used to, we We weren't a wealthy family, and I used to draw inside the book covers and ruin several of my parents' precious books.
Oh, no.
So it's been inevitable that I continue stubbornly to...
Look at you now, though, right?
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
And anyway, and it's been a thrill.
Would you say...
A wonderful trip.
Are you a lover of, like, the ocean, of the bay in general? Does that really inspire your work? Like,
very much.
Yeah.
And I go at least once a week to the Bay of Fundy. And honestly, that was a big impetus for me arriving here 20 years ago.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to see the ocean.
Right.
And the first night, the full moon was rising over the water of the Bay of Fundy, and it was like love.
Yeah. Like an aha moment, right, where it just feels right.
This is home.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And would you say that that's definitely playing into the work now that we'll be seeing?
I hope so.
Yeah.
This was an alien environment to me. I generally am painting the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this was a great opportunity to do industry. And I had all these preconceived notions of the chaotic activity of the port. And it's very different when you're there and very... controlled.
I'll be honest with you. I started working with the port in the past year, and I had the same exact experience. So I've lived here though my whole life. I'm 34, and I looked at the port every day, and I thought that it was very chaotic. Just something the things you don't know, like the Emerald City, right?
Yes.
And we're just kind of like over in this little area, wondering what happens. Yeah. And then when I came down, I realized logistically, down to every process, is very controlled, very harmonious, and everybody is there to complement each other and to help make things more sustainable, both from a growth perspective, but also from a climate perspective, sustainability, like all of that. And I find whether it's with artists that the port is working with, or, you know, other organizations, other stakeholders, these strategic partnerships seem from my perspective, to be very aligned well with both the people and the planet and the things that we're all trying to make better. And I think that that's living and playing and having more art in a place that we love and like to be.
Wonderful.
You know, and so I appreciate folks like Andrew who go and, you know, are sitting on committees and going through, you know, submissions of artists who take the time, 14 artists, to put in that application, because it is nerve-wracking, and of course you want to be selected. And mm-hmm. once the exhibition is up, it's, well, of course you want to know, are they selling? But I mean, it's also putting that into your work, I find, is really inspiring. And the reason why I asked about if the Bay of Fundy is reflected is sometimes, even though that might be our inspiration, that's where we go to have our Zen moments, and it may not be
honestly
reflected
yes.
in, like, you don't see maybe the ocean in this work, but we talk about it.
Right.
So sometimes
it's always present.
I find creatives sometimes tend to keep the things that inspire them. They start to keep them to themselves a little bit more, and it's not as reflected in their entire personality. So that's why I was curious. So thank you for answering.
So can you give us one sneak peek, Fred, like one concept that you've pursued that's going to get excited about coming to that opening night?
Well, I saved for last my fun painting.
Okay.
Oh. It's an exclusive.
It's of the junk metal pile.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, I really had a good time doing it. And it's like, it's probably going to be firewood this Christmas in my house. But I was really happy doing that.
Oh, that's neat. You know? So you really explored every corner.
Everyone told me, you can't go there. There's debris all over the ground. You can't touch this, you know. It's like, but I want to.
Yeah. You know? As an artist, that just leads you down
honestly,
that path.
It's the most fertile subject matter.
True.
For anyone.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So Andrew, tease us a little. The opening night, is it open to members of the Art Center?
It's open to the public. There
the
is no.
Public.
Yeah. There is no admission.
Unfortunately, relatives will be coming.
You know. But all are welcome.
Yes.
It will also be an opening with other artists.
Right.
So we do have the five exhibition galleries, and we'll be starting, obviously, with Fred's exhibition with the Port residency, and then moving to the other galleries. So there'll be lots for people to see.
So can you remind all of our listeners, because this will air before that that evening, the date, the time, the location, where they can park?
It is the St. John Arts Center. I think parking is probably ended by 5 o'clock, so when it comes to having a meter. So we're open from 5 to 7 o'clock. Yes. It is September the 8th, which is a Friday. And it ends on October the 27th, I believe, which is a Friday as well.
Yep.
Wonderful.
One of the things I would like to encourage people is to remember that with a residency, it's designed to be celebrated. We want to have this, that there's a celebration about the artist, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because each residency is different.
Yeah.
And that is what's fun about it.
Yeah.
Our next residency is scheduled for 2025.
Right.
And it will be very interesting at that time mm-hmm. To see who has been selected mm-hmm. and the body of work that they have created for their interpretation of the port and the relationship with the city of St. John.
Well said.
And for those who maybe haven't been to the St. John Arts Center in a little while or never before, or you just,
definitely,
you know, go. Definitely go. Yeah. A fabulous every time that I go right there, even though I've been in every room for multiple different things, whether it's the stained glass, whether it's the crown mold, like there's so many different things about that building that's so beautiful. And also just plan even a day trip to come see it, have dinner. And for parking, I have to just say, because I say to my friends, like the Delta, like the underground parking, Market Square, there's lots of parking uptown. There's lots of stuff happening in Uptown St. John right now. So there's be a great time to get a day trip, bring some friends, have dinner, stay overnight, and, you know, just come see some really cool things. So I encourage all of you all to come to St. John. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Our pleasure.
It's always so nice to talk to people who are doing things to uplift and leverage things that are happening in the city. But, you know, it's also nice to see you guys thriving and having this partnership and stuff as well. So thank you guys so much for being on and talking to us about it.
And thank you to the Port for offering this.
Yeah.
This is huge. This really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting the public involved. Yeah. I've painted murals for many years. And the interaction with the public is so important.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing. That's great.
Well, anything we can do. This is the fun part of the job.
That's right.
That's true, yeah.
I love it.
All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in. And until next time, we'll see you later. Bye.